News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda is making plans for today. She's got things that she's working on, but I've got a co-host that we've never had before. Gary Hayward from the Wind River Resort and Casino here. Good morning there, buddy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, you know what? We had a great time last time you were on. So I figured, okay, hey, we'll just guest host you and let you have 2 hours of it. And that will probably chase you away forever. So. But good morning, everybody. It's May the 20th, 7:06 in the morning. It's going to be a great day today. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute. Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 63 points at 16,457. The S&P 500 is down 5 points at 1879. And the NASDAQ Composite down 18 points at 4,107. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 11 cents, it's 14.56. JCPenney off 14 cents, trading at 9.22. Pfizer up 12 cents at $29.40. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 3 cents at $86.07. PG&E up 18 cents at $43.70. AT&T down 28 cents at $36.10. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.54%. And for commodities, gold is up $2 an ounce at $12.95, silver up 8 cents at $19, and crude oil off 2 pennies, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. The Wells Fargo Advisors, located on Park Marina Drive, have great information. You want to talk about financial freedom, want to talk about investments you've made, perhaps you need to have them checked, maybe new investments. Give them a call, 243-7561. Every one of the Wells Fargo Advisors have been on the show here, and you've gotten to know each one of them. All good people that have your best interest in heart. Okay, Bad Bob, weather today.
Good morning, Carl. Clouds of the last day or so going to give way to partly cloudy skies. A high will be around 84, 54 for your low tonight. Sunny skies tomorrow as we move back into the 90s. And by the weekend, we could be pushing that century mark once again. Currently in Reading, it is 54 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, and they have senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane.
All right, just a shout out here to the, if I can find it here, the Strawberry Festival is coming June the 4th, I believe. somebody has spilled strawberry on my ad here. Okay, so, Saturday, May the 24th, I'm sorry.
They going to visit us in the studio again?
They are this Friday, and they usually do they bring in Thursday. Yeah. Well, you want to be off Friday, too bad.
Hello, Savannah.
Pancake breakfast served at 7 a.m., by the Happy Valley 4-H Club. So that's this Saturday, May the 24th. And if it rains, which it won't, but if it did rain, it's May 31st, is the rain dates. But it's on May the 24th. Come enjoy the fun and entertaining day. Our famous and generous servings of sweet strawberries, ice cream, and shortcake. They brought in 3 pounds of shortcake per person. Strawberry shortcake last time.
That's awesome.
And the Bob, not Bad Bob, the Bob ate 2 of them. One, his. The second one, he poached somebody. I think, you know, he had a sugar overdose that, you know, we're still trying to fix. Okay, a lot of things going on. I believe, and I hate to say this, I believe Brian Daly's going to be on today. I haven't talked to his people, but he usually calls in today. But Gary Hayward is here. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what? You all had a huge thing out there at Wind River.
Yes, we did.
And when you all cut smoking out of the casino.
Oh, yeah. That was the best decision the tribe's made in the past 21 years that we've been open.
Was there a lot of infighting over that?
You know, there really wasn't, because all the research and all the backup that went into the decision was done behind the scenes. And then when it was brought forward, the customers were part of the decision, the employees were part of the decision, the members of the tribe were part of the decision, and the council itself took all that into account. And it really made the decision, I hate to say it, a better lack of terms, a no-brainer when you look at the facts behind smoking and non-smoking.
Well, you know, this is rare. I mean, how many other casinos are like this?
There's no Indian, tribal Indian casinos in California that are 100% non-smoking.
Okay. What about, are there any other casinos in, I mean, but are there other, you know what, this is my ignorance, but are there other casinos in California?
You have tribal casinos and you have private casinos, and those are more card rooms specific.
Okay, those are more like card rooms. Yeah, right. And I'm familiar with those. Look, we have one downtown here,
right.
A card room. But this was so success?
Oh, huge. Yeah, it was a...
You got national success out of this, didn't you?
Just recently, and that was a surprise. We had no idea it was coming. Americas for Non-Smoking Rights honored us at the National Indian Gaming Association annual meeting in San Diego last week. And so that was a huge surprise for us and a great honor, and it was awesome.
Okay. Know? Well, I tell you what, there's been a lot of talk about it. People can still smoke. There's nobody, you all aren't saying you shouldn't smoke. It's just you don't smoke there. You've got smoking areas out there. I heard, now is this true, that if somebody's on a table or a wheel or a machine, if they have to go smoke, somebody holds that spot for them?
Oh, yes.
Is that true?
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yep. Okay. So I'm here on a hot machine, and I need to go out and have my cigar.
Oh, yeah.
One of your people sits there?
Oh, for sure. Right away.
Is that right?
Yeah, right away.
I love that. So yeah. you're settling with everybody there. I mean, you're helping everybody. If you want to smoke, that's fine. You can smoke,
right.
But smoke here. Smoke
right.
Outside.
We're not against smoking. It's just the fact that a lot more people who come in don't smoke, and so we were accommodating the majority and asking the minority to respect that, and we provided.
Has there been any problems with that, with people?
No, you'd be. I was really surprised. I was sweating it because the day that we went live was April 15th, and when we went live,
April 15th, tax day.
Or wait, sorry, March 15th.
Okay, March. I was going to say April 15th. No. You guys were looking for a thumb in the eye.
That would have been a double whack. Yeah, we didn't want a double whack. So I was sweating it, and I'll be honest with you, I was on the floor probably 10, 15 times that day and just asking the staff, how's it going, how's it going? And the only feedback they were getting 99% of the time was, thank you, and or it's about time. We knew it was coming. We understand. They were okay with it. You know, so it was great.
Well, good. I'm glad that it worked out and that y'all had the courage to try something like this. But do you think it's going to catch on?
Oh, I definitely do. It was a lot of talk when I was at the National League Gaming Association meeting in San Diego. Most of the conversation I had with the other operators and the other tribal members of other places was, can we check it out? Can you share with us how it's impacting your business? I said, for sure. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I would love to see it.
Well, you know, everybody wants to see the numbers. You want it to be a success, of course.
Oh, yeah.
We've been back several times.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't,
oh, awesome.
You know,
great.
But I don't see a big impact. I mean, it seems like there's still the same amount of people that are there. But you know what? Your place looks so great now. I mean, you come in
Thank
there.
You.
And it, I mean, it just is, it's a new look. It's a new feel. And I'm going to take a break before before I gush all over you guys. But here's the thing is, you all help this community. I don't know how many events I've gone out there, I've emceed or been a member of out there at Wind River. You give people, you give nonprofits good prices. You give veterans organizations great deals out there. And it is really appreciated. Maybe it's not said, but it's really appreciated by the people. And how you've become such a part of this community. I mean, you've always been a part of this community, but it just seems more and more that that Wind River has just taken on a new look.
Well, thank you, because that's wow. What we love doing it, and it's just part of
yeah.
You know,
so great.
Thank you.
Hey, Gary Hayward is here. He's my, you know what, I'm kind of interviewing him, but he's also my my co-host here. So I'm going to throw him into the wolves here in a couple of minutes, go take a break, and let him talk for a...
Awesome.
Oh, no, yeah.
Great.
His eyes got real big on that one. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. I don't care if you like it if I say assignment or not, but that's where she is. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460. More local talk radio shows than any other place in California.
Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:19 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You're looking for people that know what they're talking about. Well, right there at Orchard Nutrition, they have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. Amazing foods for life, gluten-free mixes that you can just pop into the oven and have them out in 15 minutes for your family. The store or the concept right here, made right here in Reading. They have an in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you for free. Also classes on health and diet and raw and organic foods. Just some of the reasons to stop by Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. My co-host today is Gary Hayward from the Wind River resort and casino. You're the general manager out there, but you've been in this job for a long time. You started out running bingo cards.
Yes, I did. 21 years ago.
20. You started when you were three or something? I guess you hear that though, right? You're kind of young looking.
Well, the grayer my hair gets, the less I hear it. But I used to enjoy hearing it. Now I wish to hear it.
Yeah. Hey, want a card?
Oh yeah.
Hey, you know, we were talking about interstate gaming on the internet.
Yes.
And how that bill's moving forward through Congress or through the state assembly.
It's still progressing. And the bill would actually accommodate the card rooms who are existing now and the tribes. So it's not just tribal specific, but they want to go interstate so they can control it. Is, in my opinion, it's easier to control
I think the national, they outlawed it, I believe, because so much money was being moved around that they couldn't keep track of.
Yeah, and there was some stuff that had happened in that industry, some major cheating. That really scared the government, I think, about what could possibly happen if it went national. So,
Well, you know, that's the kind of thing. So do you think you're going to see – it was interesting what you said. A lot of people like the brick and mortar. A lot of people just like to sit down. I like to sit down and read the paper.
Right, me too.
I can get it right here on my iPad.
Yep.
Linda likes to sit down there at the 21 table and spend 3 hours on $5 if she could. Or she never has on $5. Anyway, she likes sitting down like that. She would not sit down in front of a computer and play.
Well, and I wouldn't. I mean, there's a whole group of people that like that face-to-face contact. They like that interaction. But we have a big group of kids, if you want to call it, for lack of a better term. We got a lot of younger gamers and people coming up that they like that style. So I think where it comes into play for us is
catching the future.
We have to take into that account. So how do we get them to come to the brick and mortar? Well, you create tournaments online that end up for the finale at the brick and mortar.
Well, that's a good idea.
And so that's something we've tossed around and we've really discussed, and we think it could work. But we really think it's going to, if anything, generate more play for us on the brick and mortar side, because those players are going to want to come check that out too.
That could be, you know, and that's a good idea too. You have everybody gets involved with it, and they say, hey, the finals, the last 2 days are going to be here,
right,
at the resort.
Right.
How's the hotel business?
You know, it's great. We had never been in, other than the Hilton Garden Inn, which we have a separate company running that. We had no experience, and with a gaming facility, it's an entirely different animal. So when we got into it, we spent a lot of time educating ourselves, visiting other properties, benchmarking, and it's turned out to be just awesome.
Biggest surprise.
Oh, huge. Our biggest surprise?
Yeah, what was your biggest surprise? You go, okay, we got all this. Okay, we got it, guys. And then something happens. You go, oh, never saw that coming.
I've had a lot of the biggest surprises. A couple of them I'm not going to share online. But I think
we'll keep this for secret.
The biggest surprise was how many guests that we currently have that already come wanted to be able to stay. That was our biggest surprise. I thought it would be a majority of transient people from out of the area. And the majority during the week is our local player that they like being able to stay. Yeah.
Well, I can understand that. You know, for the Safari Club International, which was just there a couple of weeks ago, that I emceed, we were there from 4:30 to 11:30.
Nice.
And by the way, your people are really cool in there. I mean, you know, your waitresses and waiters, you know, everybody's in there. But that was part of the deal, that they had rooms reserved for people that wanted to stay, you know, that night. You were coming to me from out of town, but it sounds like, you know, at 11:30 that night, I would have taken a room if I could have right then. But that makes sense. So they're having a good time. They just stay. Locals.
Yes. Yeah. See that pretty frequently now. And it's because they're having a good time. They don't want to have to drive. Maybe they had a few drinks. You know, they're being smart about that. And they just figure, hey, I might as well stay here and get up in the morning and take off. And, you know, and the rates are great, so it works out.
That's good. I like that. Okay. Where are y'all going?
Where do you think?
Yeah, you give literally millions to the community, and you have. And a lot of people maybe don't realize that. We like to publicize that. There's certain entities in this town that people, you know, they kind of look it's casino. Oh, yeah. Or it's that church. Or it's, you know, it's something, you know, I mean, you get that. I know you get it all the time. Yeah. And, but they don't, they need to realize is that what you give back to this community is so much. And that, so does that church gives a lot to this community.
Exactly.
So, you know, the, through all your types of your foundation and the money you give to, I mean, from veterans groups to, schools to, I mean, everything, bands, everything. You all have covered the gamut through here. Yeah, I mean, it's great.
And that's going to continue. And that continued through the economic downturn. That was always a priority that never decreased with all the changes we made. And that's something that we've always held very, very high when moving forward. As far as we're concerned, that's something that we're obligated to do. We're part of this community. And if we can help, we're going to help, you know, where we can, when we can.
Well, you have been, and I tell you what, and you know, Maria Roscoe is right here, and I know what you people are probably not believing it because she's not saying anything, but she is, you know, she is on her, you know, she is smiling a lot and dancing over here on the side. This is what we've seen, and so that's why, you know, from where you're going in the future, another big step, another something else that's coming that you can share with us, or
you know, right now we're really focusing on what we can do with what we have, which we have a lot of different properties. And we're focusing on how can we turn those properties into another plus for the community? How can we drive some business in this community and get some business here? And that's really our focus on the economic development side right now.
I'm glad you said that because my theme for this year is vision.
Awesome.
If you're going to be on this show and you're running for office, you better have a damn vision.
I agree.
You better be able to enunciate it and tell me what the vision is. Don't give me world hunger.
Right.
You know, don't give me that. Tell me how you're going to do something. I think, first of all, government needs to get out of our business, but they need to tell me that. They need to tell the people here, this is my vision for the next 5 years. I want to see what's happening with the Sacramento.
Right.
I want the people that own it to get along together and stop their damn little feud.
I agree.
I want to see that. I want to see outside the box thinking. I want to see something that comes up that we can put people that are in that jail that keep getting released into a facility.
Thank you.
Of some kind.
I agree 100%.
And, you know, and all these things. So that's what, you know, this is what we as business people, and that's what we are. We're not elected officials. We need, though, to have people that have vision that will turn us loose.
Yeah, I don't want to hear a long, drawn-out explanation about what can happen. I want to hear how and what it's going to do for us. You know, what are we going to do to make it happen, and what are the things that we can do? And you don't hear that much these days. You hear a lot of excuses and a lot of BS about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the same thing from some elected officials been reelected. I've heard it again that I heard last time. Mm-hmm. No, bank not going to work this time. You said that last time, and I just don't believe you now. And it's not because you're not a good person and all this, but you know, you need to you need to show me. You would not be the general manager. You would not be where you are. Wind River would not be where it was if you just talked about it.
No. And with our guys, I tell them, it's like there's 100 reasons why something's not going to work, but there's 2 or 3 good reasons why. And I don't want to hear the 100 reasons why it won't. I want to focus on how we're going to make it happen and what we can do to make it happen and stay away from the easy ones.
Don't tell me why business isn't here. Give me reasons why it should come here.
Exactly.
Don't tell me that we have to keep turning people loose because we don't have room in the jail. Tell me what you're doing to fix it.
Right.
Don't tell me it's 10 years down the road. Don't tell me we're going to work it when they're in kindergarten. That does nothing for us.
No.
I want plans.
Exactly.
And I think this is where I think there has to be a partnership. And I'm on my soapbox, but I'm glad, you know, I know I can talk to you about it because you understand it. As most business people do, is that there's got to be a partnership between business and very smart people out there that are not in public.
Right.
And not elected officials, and how we can be a partnership there and to move forward.
So. And I think that's a struggle because the elected officials are so worried about getting reelected all the time that they forget that those business people are going to keep them in there because they're the ones who are generating those tax dollars that are paying the salaries of the government.
You know?
And it's like, but then they focus too much on the special interest stuff and they lose track of the big picture.
They lose track of the big picture. Yep, because they're sometimes, you know, and they're in there with people that And the staff. The staffs are good people. I'm
oh,
not
yeah.
saying they're not.
Oh, yeah, totally.
However, the staffs are there. They get paid every 2 weeks,
right.
You know, whether they, you know, whatever happens or not. And sometimes if we rely too much on what a staff person thinks who hasn't had a business, you've got to be able to take what they say and use the best parts of that and then move forward.
Totally.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street. Go down and see Jeff Horst. If you've got a little bitty chip in your windshield or cracks over 2 feet in length, he can fix it, and he guarantees his work. What can I say? Who else guarantees their work like that? Again, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Redding. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bott. Linda's not here today, but my co-host is Gary Hayward, who is the general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino, and just a general all-around good guy.
And well, thank you, Carl.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, caring for Reading home families since 2004. 10 years old. 10 years. This anniversary is next Wednesday. ReadingHomeHelpers.com is where you find out some more information. But listen, all their caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. Call for a free in-home consultation, 226-8350. Let me tell you, I know Sharon Clark personally. And if I needed to have somebody taking care of. Like, in this case, we have Pete Stiglitz here, and Pete's getting a little aged, that I would trust Sharon to take care of you. I would trust Sharon to take care of my family. This is how much I trust Sharon Clark and her people. So that's Home Helpers. Check it out, ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Gary and I are here chit-chatting, Pete Stiglitz is here, Colonel Pete.
Good morning.
And he's here to talk about something specific, though. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I didn't know Gary was going to be here.
Well, you know, I didn't realize that you two were
we're
best friends here and that you two lived out there by each other. Hey, did the fire get toward you two, Gary, out there a couple years ago?
I have property. I haven't located there yet, but I have property adjacent to Colonel Pete. So I'm still working on getting out there, but I didn't see any. It didn't get close.
No, it was about a half a mile away.
He fires a cannon off every morning out there.
I mean, did you
know that?
I believe it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the problem is we're never sure where it lands. He's had neighbors complain they've lost cows. Okay, Colonel Pete.
I don't know what he's talking about.
No, you can say that, but we know what's going on out there. You got something you want to talk about?
That's
serious here. I'm sorry. Okay, let's get into it.
Before we get in the Air Force Memorial, let me update you on something. You remember we were in here for the Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary fundraiser?
Yeah.
And the goat peed on your rug here?
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that?
That was another first.
That was not me. That was the goat.
We were hoping. That was a Carson moment.
That was it. Your goat's peeing on my carpet.
That's awesome.
What did you bring a goat in here for anyway?
Chick Miller, who owns the farm there. But anyway, you know, we had the fundraiser about 2 weekends ago.
Uh-huh.
First one ever that we sponsored for those guys. We raised, get this, over $14,000.
Wow, that's
awesome.
Great. That's
great.
And folks just turned out in mass and really supported the whole effort. So,
So that does that mean you're going to come in here and shampoo that part of the carpet?
Well, next time we'll bring a cow in.
We'll
see what happens.
A miniature pony that you've been feeding corn to. You know what? We've had first here with animals. I mean, we've had this big cockatoo in here, and Judy Maxwell. I don't know if you know Judy Maxwell, but Maxwell Insurance. She's about your height. And she's always just her hair is perfect and all that. So she's got it on her arm. And this cockatoo, they're big, starts flapping. And her hair is going out like this. It looks like she's getting ready to take off. We've had porcupines in here that went under Bad Bob looking for wires. And they said, oh, no, hey, don't chew on your wires. And grab it, Bob. And you know what? The look on his face.
No way.
You know how they get, you know what they do? They hold this little stick out, which has got a carrot on it or something. Porcupine kind of slowly turns around, and they're not real bright. So, you know, having your goat come in here and pee on the carpet was a first, though.
You know,
we've had snakes rolling through here. Community radio at its very best.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, the Air Force Memorial.
Yeah. Well, you've had me in before. I appreciate that, all your support, Carl.
It's a veterans organization. We try to do that.
And we're continuing to work on the memorial, trying to raise money to build it. We've got our site all selected out at the cemetery, the Veteran Cemetery, and our local contractor, Eagle Ironworks, a Vietnam veteran, is going to be building the actual memorial for us. And we had some great news recently. There's a group in town called the Associated General Contractors of America for the Shasta region. They have donated all the materials and the labor to build the pad that the memorial is going to set on, and that's going to save us probably $15,000 to $20,000 right there alone. So that's a real big thing for us now, and we try to raise money. We have a big fundraiser planned for May the 31st out at the Vet Hall here in Reading on Yuba Street. It's a spaghetti dinner. It starts at 5. It goes to about 9 o'clock. We're selling tickets. It's being sponsored by the Classic Cafe, those wonderful ladies over there.
This is for the what?
This is for the Air Force Memorial.
Okay. Because there's something else going on that same date, I think.
Is it really?
May 30th. Yeah. I think something for the I think it's something for the museum, too.
Oh, really? I didn't heard that.
Well, anyway, let's go on with yours, though. Yeah.
This one is for the Air Force Memorial fundraiser, spaghetti dinner, sponsored by the Classic Cafe. It's at the Reading Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Starts at 5 o'clock, goes till 9. We'll have entertainment and a good spaghetti meal made by the ladies out of Classic Cafe.
Great.
Tickets,
Millie and Kat.
You can get tickets at the Classic Cafe, or you can buy them at the door. Or I'm going to be out at the
on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop.
I'm going to be over at the Holiday Food Plaza on Placer every Friday. I'm selling tickets in front of the store there. So,
yeah, and he'll have this little cardboard sign.
I will. Homeless, you know, help the needy.
So, buy tickets for the Air Force. You know, of all things, the Air Force, who spends more money on air-conditioned tents than the Marine Corps spends on ammo.
Well, you know, we got our priorities right, Carl.
Okay, you know what? I was in Mogadishu. I mean, we were still fighting on the walls there. And here comes, you know, of course, the Marines in there first, and we're establishing where. And here comes the Air Force.
Yeah, yeah.
And they come in there. I mean, we're living in squalor. You're bathing with a liter bottle of water.
Here we go.
Here it is.
Come on, Gary.
Okay.
You're Air Force. Gary's Air Force.
A liter bottle. And here comes the Air Force. And you know what? I'd love you guys. I mean, you know, when it comes to B-52 strikes, we'd sit out there with popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it can be just, okay, guys, run back. Here come the shooting. Here come the B-52s. And we'd run back 1,000 yards. So you guys came in. I am not exaggerating this. They put up their tents, and we started hearing this. And we're looking around.
Generators.
Because these tents were blowing up. You know, it's like the sidewalls, and there was air conditioning.
Well,
in
sure.
Them. We'd find ways just to go over and stick our head in. Marines, get out of here. You know, but that was my introduction, but that was just one of the.
You got to admit, you like the food. Air Force food.
Well,
it's obvious he liked the food.
Well, look who's talking there, Pete.
I'm glad I came in this morning.
Anyway, okay. That was one of the things I remember about that. You know, when Marines come in, we talk about taking beachheads and forming, you know, combat outposts. Yeah. You all talk about building the old club.
So. Yes.
All right.
Well, thanks, Carl.
I appreciate it. Okay. You know what? But Pete, you've been working on this thing, this memorial. Now, how much is this going to cost?
Well, actually,
because there's been a big change in that.
Yeah,
right?
It has. We redesigned it. It's going to be all aluminum now. We got rid of the bronze, which is going to save us a lot of money. We're looking at now $90,000. We've raised $20,000. We still need about another $70,000 to cover the entire cost of fabrication.
Well, we cut the cost back, and I think that was a very wise decision.
Yeah, we need to do that. But that was something we learned as we went along.
Yeah, you've got to. You got to start someplace. You got to give yourself something to start with, and look at what's reality here.
So we put in for grants too. All the time. Yeah. So far, I haven't. We got one from Gary's casino over there, the Wind River grant.
It doesn't surprise
you very
me.
Much. Yeah,
doesn't surprise
it's
me.
It's the only one we've gotten so far, but we sure appreciate it.
That was the $8,000.
Right?
You go to the McConnell Foundation?
We've submitted the applications a couple times.
A couple times, really?
Yeah, we haven't heard anything.
Haven't heard anything, huh?
No, but we're hoping. We got to. Actually, you know, I was
just
reading.
The McConnell Foundation gives out all that money.
You got
to
know this. I was reading their website. They actually are looking at setting up a grant for veterans, causes.
Really? Oh, wow. No, because I think maybe it was against their charter to give. I mean, I shouldn't say against their charter. It was not in their charter. I think their charter was, you know, pretty specific. Uh-huh. So it's time they did that.
Yeah, you might want to
In fact,
bring
I was
in.
Sitting down last night with some people from McConnell Foundation, and I think it's time to give them a call.
Yeah.
So it's time for them to start giving things to those. Yeah. Start if they're going to be giving money out in all these different great causes, there's a lot of good veterans' causes.
Yeah, and it looks like they're heading down that road, Carl, so you might want to bring them in.
I think I will. I should have mentioned it last
night.
That's
great. I didn't know that they were going there.
Well, you know, they should. You know what? And it's McConnell Foundation needs to do that.
Sure.
They need to do that.
It would be great.
Yeah, okay.
We'd appreciate it.
All right, now, okay, when's this big thing now? When's it going to be?
Saturday, May 31st. The Reading Vet Hall from 5 to 9, and if you want to walk
That's on Yuba Street.
On Yuba Street, next to the post office.
And it's a great meal. Millie and Kathy are doing it.
And we're doing raffles as well, bag raffles, you know, and entertainment. And just come on down and support a really good cause. We'd really appreciate it and help us out a lot.
A lot of things going on, and we're seeing a lot of the veterans events going on again in Memorial Day. Now, I'd like to announce today while you're here, and I want you to put it out on your because I know you've got thousands of people that you stay in touch with, is this Sunday is at the Cascade Theater is going to be the follow-up documentary to Restrepo. Restrepo, of course, was at Outpost in Afghanistan where they named it after the doc, the corpsman that was killed there. They did a follow-up called Conjugal, and it's about that valley. But they took all of those young men that were in that battle in Restrepo, and they followed them after they got out. And what the impact of war had on them. One of the young men, Tad Donahoe Jr., lives here in town. He was here the last time we did. You remember? I don't know if you got there. And that was Tad that was talking to us, you know, about Restrepo. Well, he's here again. It's going to be at 2 o'clock on on Sunday, at the Cascade Theater. Last time it was sold out, so I haven't seen as much publicity about it. But we want to get the word out, and just check out the Cascade Theater's website. And Tad's going to be there. I'll be up on the stage. We'll do some questions and answering, and then they're going to see this documentary. Same guy is award winning. His name's Younger. And what impact war has on our young men?
Yeah.
And what happened to them, and where they are now. And some of us, I mean, I've seen parts of it extremely powerful. The impact of war. Some people and how it affects them so differently. One person could go back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Another person will never be the same.
What time on Sunday, do you know?
2:00. Check out the Cascade Theater's website. The Cascade Theater's website. It's going to be 2:00. Last time it was sold out. So I don't know. I haven't seen as much about it this time because I think they're trying to still put it together. But tell all your friends that this could probably be a great movie just to go to and see and kind of get the impact of what when we send these young men and women out to do. Mm-hmm. That impact on them when they come back, and then at the same time we find out the VA is not there to help them.
Yeah, boy.
I don't want to get political terrible about story, it, but if there's one thing that enrages me, it's that.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
I'll see you there on Sunday.
You bet, Pete. Okay, and we'll see you on the 31st out there on at your spaghetti feed.
Yep.
And what time does it start? It
starts at 5. You can come anytime after 5.
Anytime after 5. Yeah. You don't have to stay the whole time. You just come in and eat?
Nope.
And go. All right.
Yep.
All right, Carl Bott with Gary Hayward, General Manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino, is my guest. Got to jump
you.
In here.
Thanks, okay. Carl. I did see the previews of that Restrepo.
Oh, you did see that?
And it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, this it one here, it's called Conajol. It's the valley, and I'm mispronouncing, I'll look it up, but it's the valley where they were fighting in Afghanistan. It was horrendous, horrendous terrain, horrendous fighting. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Give a little bit. Give a little bit of your love to me. I'll give a little bit of my love to you.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Great day. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment this morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, estate jewelry like you cannot believe. And, of course, Linda's birthday being tomorrow, and we'll probably go down to see Leonard today at some point. Because if you don't have anything else, as Linda has said to me, honey, you can never have too many guns or too many diamonds. 2225 Hilltop Drive is Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry, and he has lots of diamonds. He also has lots of estate jewelry, and the only trained watch repairman in all of Reading. So if you've got a watch that needs repair, instead of taking it someplace else, avoid the middleman and that cost. Take it straight to Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call, 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry, it's the place we go to. Gary Hayward is my guest host today, and from, of course, the general manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. And okay, everything okay so far?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to tell you, this is really awesome. The more I'm watching you, you're just amazing. I mean, it's amazing to watch you guys at work here because it is not as easy as people might think. I mean, no one can see us, but I'll tell you what. I feel just as nervous as when I get in front of a camera, but you've definitely made it a lot easier for me.
Well,
so thank you.
Well, I tell you what. This is a don't try this at home. You know, we're building another studio down, not right here, but, I mean – to not this next office, but the next office.
We're
down.
Building a Studio B.
Studio B, and we're going to leave all the production stuff in here. And it'll just be a nice desk and the table microphones, because we've got a thing going with Shasta County or Shasta
Shasta County Arts Council.
Arts Council, because they've taken over the access channel. They're going to televise our show 5 days a week.
Oh, that's
We're going to do our show like we'd be doing the show right here. It'll go into an editing machine. They'll add, you know, they'll do the editing for it, put on the graphics and all this stuff, and they'll play later on that day.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're going to start putting more and more local programming, which is we are so dreadfully short of in this town. No offense to, you know, 7 and 12 and all these guys, but, you know, they've only got so much time and it's commercial, but you know, this will give people an opportunity to see, because we've got a lot of plans for putting a lot of different things on. And, you know, a tour through your all's facility. Hey, this is what they do. This is, you meet the people down there. I mean, a lot of good ideas like that. But one of the ones is starting here. And they just finished buying a bunch of stuff.
When I was growing up, we had several locally produced television programs. And that's just sort of like local radio has been lost to corporate with the current company accepted. It's become a rarity, and I think people crave that local connection. I mean, if you're looking at the network stuff, you get the same thing everywhere you look on the dial. This has got the flavor.
Well, I think so. I think that everybody that's a politician cycles through here. And everybody that got things going cycles through the show. We've had, well over 1,000 guests here. Well, and, I know it's scary when we think about it, but if you're going to do it, it's kind of like you all. If you're going to do it, let's get in it.
Right.
And if you're not going to do it, stay out of it.
Well, Bob made a good point. It's something that's missing. I mean, we don't get a lot of local anymore.
Yeah. I mean, things like, we'd love to see like a mountain bike show. Because they've got all these new cameras they can put on top of their helmets.
GoPro?
Yeah, GoPro, things like, and you give some people out here, this is what they love to do. So you have a half-hour show once a week this is a new trail and talking about new types of bikes, new types of equipment, all that kind of stuff. All those kind of things.
I've lived here all my life, and I'm still hearing about things I didn't know about from friends. It'd be nice to get that out to the entire public.
Wouldn't that be nice? It would be. You know, things about Whiskey Town and Lake Shasta. I mean, it's just, there's so many beautiful things around here. Okay, hey, you like horse racing?
Oh, yeah.
California Chrome. Or do y'all have a do y'all have like a
on track? The fairgrounds had the on track piece, and at one time when it was sort of suffering, we tried to step in and kind of help it out and keep it going, and it was just too hard to negotiate the process. It wasn't because we wanted anything for it; we were just trying to save it, and it just didn't work out. But we tried to help the fairgrounds years ago with that process.
Okay. Well, because this California Chrome, who has won the Preakness and, of course, the Kentucky Derby. There was a problem there because I didn't realize this, but California Chrome used nasal strips. You know, the kind that athletes use, and it helps you breathe better. They were using horse-sized nasal strips. It's illegal in New York for horses to have nasal strips. No, it's true.
Wow.
And they're going, oh. And the trainer says, can't run without nasal strips. And they said, well, they haven't applied yet. So they applied to the three stewards of the track, and it was unanimous to say, oh, no, nasal strips are okay. So they're going to, you know, California Chrome's running. Well, you know, it's legal in, I think, almost everywhere else. And what it does is just helps them. It clears up their air passages when they're running.
Yeah, they looked at reality and said this was they did not want to be known as the ones who derailed a potential triple crown for the first time in how many decades?
Yeah, can you believe that? It's like, oh yeah, okay, we can't run because you've got a nasal strip on. His jockey wears nasal strips. You know, I mean, I wear nasal strips when I'm watching it. So it's. I mean, I think we should all wear nasal strips. We should all get our photos
all
taken.
Breathe and for all California Chrome.
All breathe. We're all breathing. We can get the whole town. Get everybody having out there, and we all breathe them for California Chrome.
I'm wearing mine.
Okay. During the race.
I will.
Okay, now, do y'all have, like, you have, like, big sports. You've got so many sporting events going, too. I mean, you've got everything from mixed martial arts to, and you've got somebody else coming in here that's big.
We got Brett Michaels coming Thursday, so he'll be here. He's from Poison. He's from my era, the 80s, and he was really popular then. But he's also won the Apprentice last year with – he was one of
With Donald Trump?
Yeah, he won it. Wow. He was one of the winners in the last season, I believe. So we're looking forward to seeing the show. I'm looking forward just to talking to him based on his performance on Trump's deal. So.
Yeah, you know, I don't watch TV that much. Well, I never used to watch The Voice and American Idol, never or Dance with the Stars. Never once in my life had ever seen that. Right? Until
you weren't a big fan of The View,
or The View.
Yes.
Until I married Linda, and then now, last night we're laying in bed watching The Voice, and she says, "Do you mind watching The Voice?" It's been 6 years, honey. Of course I don't watch. Of course I don't mind watching The Voice and Dancing with the Stars and the what's the other one? American Idol. Yeah. So because she likes that, so I've never watched it. So yeah, and then I like to think that the 80s was my era, as was the 70s and the 60s, 90s. I won't say the 50s because I'm not sure I remember the 50s that well, or parts of the 60s. But I think that was also parts of my era. So Brett Michaels coming in, and what else?
We've actually got some really good acts coming. We've got Wynonna Judd coming. We've got Travis Tritt coming.
Wow.
We've got Foreigner coming, which I'm really looking
forward
to. Foreigner. Yeah. And the cool thing about Foreigner is part of their rider is they require you to connect with the local high school choirs, and they have them compete to sing one of their songs. And when whoever wins gets to come to the concert and be the opening act and sing their song.
So is that right?
So it's out
putting
there
in ramps for these guys?
Almost.
Isn't there one of the members of Foreigner lives here? Oh, did I hear that?
I think there's one that's local in the area.
There's one
somewhere.
Local because he's got his own studio here.
Yeah,
I think
I have heard that, but I
yeah,
not sure.
I'm thinking if I've heard this right, you know, I know that you know Linda's talked about that, and he does some recording stuff here, and is a good guy. I understand if this is the guy I'm thinking about, he's a good guy.
They still do a great act. It's pretty cool.
Hey, any chance at all of Journey?
Journey
would be, are they way too big? Because
they're still smoking.
They're still smoking,
doing great. We're definitely still keeping our eye out because every now and then you'll get a good deal when they're traveling through. So we have our ears and eyes on the ground for that one. So it's hopefully it's going to come about one day.
You guys have blown out my stereotype is that gaming casinos are where rock bands go to die, like an elephant graveyard.
Yeah, I mean,
don't. You are bringing good.
I mean,
good
no, you see that, but you've got great acts coming here that are like, you know, headliners in places. So that's super. We need to do that. We need to have more stuff. Well, we got about 30 seconds. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back after the news and, hopefully Assemblyman Brian Daly is, he remembers because sometimes I don't. And he'll be back, right after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Big Senate primaries today around the country and in the state of Kentucky. It is the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, tried to hang on to his job against a Republican Senator hopeful Matt Bevin.
There is nothing good that comes from anybody in either party who goes to Washington, D.C. for 20, 30, 40 years. There just isn't.
As for the minority leader, he says he's looking forward to getting the GOP victory.
I have the second best seat in the chamber, and I'm looking forward to having the best seat in the chamber with your help.
Meanwhile, other major primaries set to take place in various states around the country, including in Arkansas, Oregon, and Idaho. Seven GOP contenders vying for a Senate seat in the state of Georgia. On Wall Street, it's been slow going right now for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's after some disappointing earnings news from a variety of companies. Attorney General Eric Holder is announcing that Credit Suisse AG, a Swiss bank, has been charged with helping American taxpayers avoid their taxes.
These secret offshore accounts were held in the names of sham entities and foundations, and this conspiracy spanned decades.
The charges filed yesterday. Students at Plaza Towers Elementary School in Moore, Oklahoma, set to return in the fall to a new facility built on the same spot where 70 youngsters died last year in a major tornado. Plaza Towers Elementary School principal Amy Simpson remembers that day.
When I looked down the hallway, the roof was completely gone. Walls were completely gone. There were cars in the hallways in between kindergartners and pre-Kers.
1 year after the deadly tornado carved out a 17-mile path through the heart of this Oklahoma City suburb, the new school set to be up and running this coming fall. On Wall Street, the Dow's been struggling because of disappointing earnings reports. It opened at 16,500. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
House Republicans are gearing up for something of a food fight with the First Lady.
The just-released $20.9 billion House agriculture bill contains language that would, among other things, allow some financially struggling school lunch programs to opt out of tougher nutrition standards. That's, of course, a pet project of First Lady Michelle Obama. Critics argue that students don't like the new meals, and more than a million of them have stopped buying lunches. That, they say, has led to financial problems for some cafeterias. Democrats are expected to fight efforts to grant those waivers. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
China's government has dealt Microsoft a disappointment. Beijing says it will avoid buying computer equipment that runs on the Windows 8 operating system. The brief statement gave no explanation. Microsoft wants customers to switch to Windows 8 after support for its 13-year-old Windows XP operating system ended in April. This is SRN News. The White House is facing ever more Democratic opposition to one of the president's judicial nominees. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
President Obama nominated Michael Boggs to become a federal district judge in Georgia, but the list of Democratic critics is growing. Civil rights icon and Georgia Congressman John Lewis is the latest to voice disapproval. Boggs is being criticized for his longtime support of the Confederate flag, as well as his support of traditional marriage. The White House continues to say Boggs is a well-qualified nominee.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Authorities busted a Bronx-based drug ring yesterday. They say supplied huge amounts of heroin to Connecticut.
We feel that we really put an end to a heroin pipeline.
That's Special Narcotics Prosecutor Bridget Brennan, whose comments aired on WABC-TV. The seizure, about 53 pounds of heroin and 20 pounds of cocaine, and along with a number of firearms. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Gary Hayward is with me, general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, North State. Again.
Yeah. You having a good time?
I'm starting to loosen up a little bit. So,
you're doing great.
Thank you.
You're doing great, buddy. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors. Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Gary. Good morning, everyone. Major averages remain in negative territory following a round of earnings by retailers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 29 points, 16,043. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 1879. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 10 points at 4,115. Some of the day's biggest movers, Coca-Cola up 9 cents at $40.81. Pfizer positive 17 cents at $29.45. Ford down 9 cents at $15.84. For local stocks of interest, Target down 86 cents at $57.43, Home Depot up $1.69 at $78.19, Best Buy down 95 cents at $25.17. For commodities, gold is up fractionally at $12.94 per ounce, silver up 3 cents at $19, crude oil off 16 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 here. You know, if you're looking for that that next investment, or maybe checking on the investments you've made, ask them, go down and give them a call and ask them what financial freedom is really like. They're going to help you with that. Stop on by Park Marina Drive or give them a call, 243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors. What's the weather look like, Bob?
Enjoy it while it lasts. 55 degrees this morning. High today will be 84. Then it starts warming up as the skies clear. We'll be into the 90s by Wednesday, brushing that 100-degree mark by the weekend. Currently in Reading again, 55 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, senior and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, let's talk about that. The first day that is officially 100 at the airport in Redding, California, you give Alliance Heating and Air a phone call at 221-2642, and they will donate $100 to your favorite charity. That's right. The first day officially it hits hits 100 degrees, you give Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, a phone call, and they will donate $100 to your favorite charity. You know, and they've been in the business over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models for heating and cooling systems. If you haven't had your air conditioner looked at, call Alliance Heating and Air. Have them come on out and do that. Martin and his people are just outstanding. They do our work. They do Bob's work. They should do your work. 221-2642.
I was just going to say, the young man came out and did an inspection on our system. Talk about a professional.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I can't say enough about him. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Gary and I are welcoming Assemblyman Brian Daly to the show today. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Carl, Gary, how are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Where you at?
I'm in my office, actually, in Sacramento.
Okay. Do you when you're down there, do you have to wear a tinfoil hat or anything?
I don't actually wear a hat much because my hair is receding so much.
That was his predecessor.
Yeah. Hey, it was good seeing you this last weekend.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed the Asphalt Cowboys pancake breakfast and
the ability to get to visit with all my the constituents that were there.
10,580 of your closest friends.
That's great.
Hey, I see you just picked up a endorsement from the unions.
I didn't even know it. Which one?
It was Andrew Meredith and the I think.
Oh, yeah, the local guys.
Yeah.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, they said you know, we had them on the show, and they like what you're doing.
Well, I don't have a really high scorecard all the time with those guys, but I try to work with them where I can.
Well, that's what he said. He said you're not, you know, you don't vote with them all the time, but they trust you that you're going to do the right thing.
Well, I had a really great relationship with all the employees in Lassen County, and I'm trying to build that same relationship so that we can, when we have tough decisions to make, which we have every day down here, we can sit down and talk about the issues and try to solve them. And the best way to do that is have a good line of communication.
Well, you know what? You've talked about that. I know we've only got you for like about a half an hour. What's hot down there?
Well, the governor released the May revise, which is probably the biggest topic. You know, the budget's going to try to come out of the assembly and work its way through the process. And I got to say that, you know, the governor's talking about some of the things that we should be talking about, like a rainy day fund, and he actually reached out to Republicans and took some of our input to talk about the rainy day fund. So I'm excited about that. I think that's really good policy to put some money aside, because the way our income comes in here, it's on the economy, and when the economy goes up and down, so does the income coming in here. So we should be talking about putting some of that away. The one thing I'm really concerned about, though, with the May revise is that, excuse me, we've had the Covered California, which is the Obamacare, and most of the people that are signing up are people who were available to sign up for Medi-Cal, and they weren't using it, and now they're signing them up, and so we're all the people that are getting onto the Covered California are signing up for Medi-Cal, so that's driving the cost up. The people that the younger people that they're thinking are going to sign up or are going to help pay for all those people aren't signing up. So we've seen 30% of the people in the state of California, there's 30% of them on Medi-Cal. So that is going to drive the cost up, and that cost comes straight out of the state's budget. So it's going to be very difficult to continue to balance the budget when we have to implement the Obamacare.
Well, that's going to be nasty. You know, all the more and more stuff I'm hearing about that people haven't paid, or these are the ones that were going to be on it anyway. We're looking at just the doctors that are bailing out around here.
Yeah,
I don't think people realize just how bad this is going to get. I mean,
so my first cousin is a medical doctor up in Bieber. He's been there for 30 years, and he's 65, I think, and he wants to continue to work, but he's like, you know what, it's such a hassle, and if he can't make money out of it, he's going to retire and move on, and they're, you know, it's going to be hard to fill those positions.
Well, what they also don't realize is that when they start making these payments to people, and I've talked to doctors, I've got doctors in my family too, and is that it's the most they're going to get is 80% of Medicare, and it goes down from there. So, I mean, to literally take a patient in some of these cases, they're going to lose money. They can't do that.
Right, and the hospitals are in the same boat. The other thing he talked about, which I was excited about in the May revise, is the teachers' pensions that are unfunded, and they talked about putting a plan together to alleviate that, and that is something that definitely needs to be done. And that's what we did in Lassen County with our unfunded liabilities, and we started talking about it 3 or 4 years before we actually were able to achieve it. And so at least we're having the conversations. So we should be starting to put that sum of money aside to take care of the pensions, not only for teachers but for the PERS retirement too. And really the only way to do that is have grow the economy so that we can bring in more revenue, and then have the employees contribute a little bit more. Excuse me. So he's talking about two of the things that I think are good policy, a rainy day fund and taking care of our unfunded liabilities out there, because at the end of the day, if we do not take care of these unfunded liabilities, they grow so big and fast that we aren't able to ever recoup from it. And that's what basically happened in Greece. is they promised them the world, and then when they couldn't deliver it, they collapsed.
Do you, you know, this thing with the unfunded liabilities, and what they're talking about, too, is coming down and wanting more money from the counties and the cities. With that in mind, I mean, they're, you know, another, you know, so many millions of dollars were already, you know, at the edge because of the because of paying these unfunded liabilities. So they're going to come down and raid us.
Well,
don't they see? I mean, don't they see? Do they have any concept of what they're doing up there?
Yeah, here's the issue. There is that you have the unfunded liabilities at the local level too. I mean, counties have it.
$300 million here.
Yeah,
in Reading, wow. Just in Reading.
Wow. There's nowhere to move but to start having, like again I said, we got to grow the economy, and that's at the end of the day, that's the number one thing is jobs. More people working means more revenue that comes into the state, and we need to do that. We need to take away some of the regulations for business and help the business people stay here, yeah, in California. That's the only way we get out of this hole that
this
we're
mess.
In. And stop giving away too much, and actually having the employees have to put in a little bit more towards their retirement.
Okay, our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Gary Hayward and I are here, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. When we get back, Brian, I'd like to talk about what specific regulations you like to see go away. So, you know, right now we're the worst place in the nation to do business. What would you do if we to bring some sanity back into this? We'll be right back after these messages.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Signsation Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Buying a new car from Crown Motors is a great experience. Here's what Buffy Tanner said about her first purchase, a new Honda.
Crown Motors was terrific. From test drive through the buying experience to amazing service on our new Honda. We were so happy we bought our next car from Crown.
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
KCNR 1460. I'm here with Gary Hayward, general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, great coffee at Espresso Joe's, walk next door, any type of electronic cig you could possibly want, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. And Brian finished up with, was talking about some ideas for business.
Yeah, Brian, I had a question. This is Gary. I had a question. What are some of the things that are being talked about that are going to help remedy the businesses leaving our state and promoting them coming to our state? Because that's the big issue. If we're going to fund these unfunded liabilities, well, we've got to have revenues, as you said. Well, what are we going to do? What's the government going to do to help us get that done?
So let me address that by what I'm talking about and the things that I'm trying to persuade the legislature to engage in. And that is, first of all, you know, I've said this many times. I'm a business owner, and if you die by a thousand cuts, and it's just everywhere you turn, there's some other regulation that you have to comply with, and you have to. And so, what really needs to happen is we have so much uncertainty in California. The energy prices are continuing to climb, and that's because we have the global AB 32, which was the global warming bill, and so they're continually changing the rules for air regulations. And so the California Air Resources Board is doing their scoping plan right now. We had to meet our 2020 plans, and we're pretty much have made that with all the renewable energy that's been come online here in California. So now they're talking about to 2030 and 2050. So for me, it's like, hey, we should slow down, assess where we're at, and give the business community some stability. And what I say by that is that we're regulating commercial trucks, lawnmowers, weed eaters, barbecues, and we don't even put into that equation for the carbon output of forest fires. So I've been working real close or been talking to the Air Resources Board about their scoping plan that's coming out and saying, look, we should at least put in all the carbon that's emitted. And they don't even calculate forest fires, which is more than 50% of the carbon that's released in California. So it's really not it's not apples to apples, it's apples to oranges. And so what I've been trying to do is say, look, and for my district, you know, the natural resources is where the economy is driven in my district, and so I continue to talk about those issues. So I've been working with the folks on the Air Resources Board to incorporate fire so that we can actually then address the issue of fire. And that means, you know, you've heard me talk about it many times. Every time I'm on the program, it's water, it's air quality, it's habitat for the wildlife if we do a good job of managing our forest. And, you know, so we're in a drought, we know we're going to have fires, and we don't even talk about the fact that we need to open that forest up. So I've been working with them trying to at least level the playing field. I have a bill, AB 2363, and that bill, every utility has to have their renewable portfolio standard, and so that means that they have to meet the goals of the AB 32. So my bill, basically wind and solar, you know, it's great. When the wind's blowing, we generate electricity. When the sun's out, we generate electricity, but there's also other renewables such as hydro, geothermal, and biomass. So I have many biomass plants in our district shut down because they are on the same level playing field with wind and solar. They're 24/7. They create electricity baseload, we call it, all the time. And so my bill basically directs the PUC to take into account the integration cost of all the renewables that are out there, and it puts them on a level playing field. So I actually have that bill. It's up, I think, today. Or no, not today, but I present that bill tomorrow. And then we're going to hopefully get it out of the Assembly and over to the Senate. And that will actually direct the PUC to do the findings. And I think that will help create some stability in the renewable portfolio standard.
Brian, that's a good idea. The fact is that I had no idea they did not take in fires into their in our environmental pollution there.
It's hypocrisy. I mean,
it is.
You're going to talk about the number one leading carbon output in the world is the forest. Not just the fires, but where they're clear-cutting the forest over in other countries and planting palm trees for palm oil, they're taking out rainforest for it. And, you know, if we're going to talk about the environment, we have to talk about it globally, and we can't have all the burden here in California on our backs and expect our businesses to be regulated. So it's not fair that we're regulating businesses and we're not talking about the environment, the natural environment. And so, and as I've said before, we've had the Smokey the Bear campaign for 75 years. We've put our forest into the state it's in by stopping fire. Fire actually naturally thins the forest. But you can't allow fire to burn now. You have to actually open up the canopy and get the fire down on the floor so that it can burn slow and creep around like it did.
Like it used to.
It burned every 10 years in the past history.
Hey, Brian, we've got a caller on the line.
Sure.
Terry, good morning. Do you have a question for Assemblyman Brian Daly?
Yeah, I was on mute, but I was listening to my radio. I just switched it off, but it was interesting what he was talking about. Is Brian, hey, how are you anyway?
Good, how are you?
Thanks for working hard down there, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's we have, like, we were just in Delaware County. We have 350 million board feet of lumber that's harvestable, 350 million board feet, and they're only harvesting 3% of that. And that's one of the issues that we really have. And, you know, when you talk about lumber and you talk about pollution and you talk about what cars do, you're right, Brian, 745 cars running 24 hours a day, that would be the emission that comes off of 1 acre of a fire. And the other, you know, I want you to kind of address that. I mean, it seems like you guys are going back there and you're putting your thumb in the dike, but all we get is it's worser and worser, and our guys are going back there and just saying, gosh, you know, we're going to try to make this to where the government doesn't hurt us too much. It's never about anything really getting done. It's about how do we stop them from hurting us more. And the question I have about unfunded liability is Paul Ryan came out 5 months ago on national TV on Sean Hannity, and he said that the unfunded liability problem was bigger than the debt because he said at that particular time unfunded liabilities in the nation were $90 trillion with a T, dollars. Now, is it maybe fair to say and that maybe California really and truly, because of the size and scope, could be as much as $1 trillion in debt and unfunded liability?
So I've asked many people since I've been down here about what is the total to the individual constituent who is in my district or anywhere in California. With you have the federal. When I was campaigning that my daughter, we did the math, and she was when she was born, she was $43,000 in debt to the federal government, not counting California's debt and the local debt. So if you compile all that, I'm assuming she's hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt the day she was born to take care of the unfunded liabilities and what she would have to, you know, pay to get her even at the playing field. So something that, as a business owner and as a county supervisor for many years, that I am very much concerned about. If we're not going to talk, we have to talk about it. And that's why I got to say, at least the governor acknowledged the fact. I tell a lot of people that we negotiate with, like, you know, the employees of the state and local levels, that 100% of nothing is nothing. So you can have everything you want, but if you can't ever pay the bill, it doesn't matter. And when you retire, if it's not there, it's not there. So don't bury your head in the sand. Let's talk about this. Let's grow our business. And that's, I circle it back to the business. The only way we get out of this is by we growing the economy and creating more revenue. That means more people working, more people paying taxes. And to do that, you have to get away from the regulatory environment and give the business people some stability so they'll actually invest in California. If you change the rules all the time, it makes it very difficult. And myself as a business owner, I say this all the time, I can do math. Simple math is like if I have to pay 38% of the taxes on the profit I make, I can figure that out. And then I go, well, do I want to take the risk or not? But it's once you start your business and you take that risk, and they change the rules all the time. And I, for example, I have a lot of diesel-operated equipment for my farm, and not one of them will meet the 2030 standards that are going to be set into law, and I'm going to have to replace those pieces of equipment. And some of those are hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they're, the ones I use are perfectly fine, and I only use them for, you know, maybe 2 weeks out of the year. So we need to come up with some good policy down here that says, look, if you've made the investment, then you should be able to run the lifespan of that piece of equipment out before you have to change out. Yes, require the manufacturers to build better, cleaner, burning equipment, and then as we, it's like attrition, when it wears out, we replace it, and then, you know, it doesn't kill the business owner. But changing the rules in the middle of the game is, I think, California's biggest problem, and that, and the business climate here is very tough because the rules are always
changing. I have no sound on my end of the phone.
So that's the things I'm talking about.
We can hear, we hear somebody in the back. We heard you, Terry. Hey,
I have no sound on this end of the phone when Brian was talking. I was listening to the radio.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Oh, no, that's okay. Hey, Brian, I know you got to run, but do the people listen to you? Do the people down there have any grasp on business? I mean, what you just said is, it's so self-evident.
I wouldn't stay here if I wasn't thinking I was making a difference. I'm making a lot of headway. I'm at least having the conversations. I work across the aisle with a lot of people. And, you know, the one thing about it is I have credibility. I actually have a business. And I can, and so you can't, they can't debate me on the issues. So I'm working real hard to educate, to reach out. I spend a lot of my time just building these relationships so that we can actually have the conversation. It's a lot easier to vote for somebody's bill that you have been communicating with them and you've been working with them. So that's been my goal. I do have to run, but I wanted to do I have time to close
here? Oh, sure, sure.
Okay, well, I wanted to say that if you want to know what I'm doing, just follow me on Twitter or Facebook. Social medias, we're posting stuff all the time on those websites and those type of things, so you can watch 24/7 what we're doing. So we're trying to, you know, keep my constituent. That's the best way to do it. I'm down here working hard. I appreciate what you guys do by getting the word out, and can't talk about my campaign. I'm actually in my office, and that's against the rules, and so we don't break any of those rules like they do over in the Senate. Anyway, thanks for having me on.
Hey, Brian, you know what? It's always good having you on. Our Assemblyman Brian Daly down in Sacramento. You can put that tinfoil hat back on now. You can go over there and start talking to people.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as a certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families, lives going from bad to worse, nowhere to turn, no one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed. and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment today, but I have Gary Hayward here, general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino here. He's doing a great job.
Good morning, North State. I just woke up, so glad to be here.
Yeah, he's kind of, okay, now I know where I am. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans, great haircuts also, and it's man's last stronghold. If you haven't been in there, man's last stronghold. It's the Cheers of barbershops. A lot of times you just want to go down. Do you go down there?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, you know what? That's great. I mean, you know.
AC and Tim. In fact, I was one of Tim's first customers when he started as a youngster, when he first got in the shop with his dad. So,
was that right?
Yeah. I remember sitting there looking at him. I felt bad because you could tell he was new. And people were kind of like, Larry, you know, he's a young guy, the new kid.
Yeah, well, you mean, and, do you want to have somebody, you know, right, work your hair there?
I took a chance, and he did a great job, and, you know, just kept going back. So.
Well, you know what I found? Then after I found them, it was easy because it's you can go in there and sit down and just have a, you know, just listen to people, too. It's, like we said, it's the Cheers of barbershops. Yep. So Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Now, there's three guys sitting in this studio, and all three of us go down there, so. Not at the same time. I don't want to know. Okay. So what'd you think about what Brian said, Gary? This thing about, you know, we're talking about this CARB issue, and we had Frank Muse on one day from Northern Lights Energy. He was just talking about how this is destroying industry up here. And if you look at a map of clean air up here in Northern California, Southern Oregon, we have some, if not the cleanest air in the nation is up here.
Oh, yeah. Especially definitely compared to down south.
Yeah.
I think what really, that was really good. He spoke to that. And I talked to a lot of different business owners in the community, and some have been around for 50 years. And that is one of the biggest issues that's impacting them right now, is how they're going to make those meet those regulations moving forward. You know, people don't think about
business.
Yeah. They don't even think about the impact. Well, how are they going to pay how are we going to pay all these unfunded liabilities if we're going to put these guys out of business? It just makes no sense to me what they're thinking down there.
It's a continuous dripping of water. You know, it's that, you know, you can be a rock, but if that water drips on you enough, it wears a groove.
Yep.
And it eventually wears that rock away. And they come up with great ideas. And this, you know what, you know, Brown talking about, oh, it's global warming, so we have to do these things. Okay. But a high-speed train, moving people into certain areas so we can, you know, force them into, and that's the next stop, you know, because he says there's still drive a billion miles a year or whatever it is. So they're going to start working that one too, where you don't drive as much.
Right.
So you can see that coming.
And how could you not take the fires into consideration? We're known for our fires. Right.
I couldn't believe that. He said they don't take that into it. So You know what? If you take away the fire aspect of it and say, okay, we're not going to count that.
Right.
Then what really is our pollution? Do we really need to do these things where our electric prices are going up?
7% every year because the cost of using renewable energy is going up that
right.
much.
I'd like to see that, and I'd like them to explain to us why that wasn't factored.
Well, they still haven't. I still haven't figured out why hydroelectric isn't a renewable asset.
And, makes no sense.
Well, I think it's because we have hydro up here and they don't have it in Southern California. And I think that, Southern California, it's like, they hit us with the fire tax. We should hit Southern California with a breathing tax because there's so many of them, right?
That's awesome.
We're on fire tax. They should have a breathing tax because there's so many million of them down there. Every time they breathe, they put carbon monoxide up into the, dioxide up into the atmosphere, right?
I'm a big supporter of that one.
Yeah. So we just fine them.
I like it.
Fine them $100 a year for breathing. In Southern California.
That would take care of a lot of our problems.
I think so. I think it would do that. And then you have, in Hollywood, you'd charge them $200.
Oh, definitely. Maybe three.
I think you're right. 300 would be good. And if you're a member of the Assembly or the Senate, five.
Oh, yeah.
Because they use more air because they talk more.
That's awesome.
Uh-oh. If we're doing that, then I'd probably be paying $1,000 a year. But, no, it's just got to be below Sacramento. So.
Gotcha.
Okay. Hey, what do you want to see happening here in town? I mean, when you look around here, you've been here forever. What would you like to see happening?
I want to see more focus on what we can do for the businessmen in town, what we can do to help them continue to stay prosperous, and also how do we bring in business that's going to help local business continue to grow, not necessarily take local business out, and look at the bigger picture. Down the road, what does this community need to sustain itself? I don't want to talk about today or 5 years. I'm talking 20, 30 years. I'm talking my grandkids, great-grandkids. What are we going to do for business that's going to help those kids stick around and want to be
here? So your grandkids can have a job when they graduate from the schools we have are good schools.
Oh, yeah.
And we have, I know that, with Shasta College, of course, but they who just signed an agreement with Brambaugh, which is now offering 4-year degrees out there at Shasta. And I was just at a meeting with Simpson University and they're outreaching into the community. They're bringing on, they want to bring on new curriculum that interest, that has interest for people here. But you're right. When we say that is so many people, they leave high school, and when they go someplace to college or university and you get the degree, most of them just stay there.
Right.
Or stay in that area. Some of them come back. But, right. So it's the thing is like something like a high speed broadband cable. A dedicated cable, which is high speed, that people, businesses could use, like the software companies and this, that be a low impact type of business.
Right.
But yet, if you had something like that, they could bring people in.
Yeah, I don't want to turn this into another LA or another big metropolis or anything like that. But I do want us to really think about how we can keep our people that want, these families together and stay together up in this community.
So what should the, it's interesting there's got to be, a group should be put together, that could go out and say, okay, this is what, and we talked a little bit about earlier, this is what we want it to look like in 5 years. This is what we want to look like in 10 years. This is what the Sacramento River should look like in 10 years.
Yes.
Things like, the Riverwalk, which we have is beautiful, much better than San Antonio.
Awesome.
With businesses and electric boats going up back and forth. And, you've got the museum there. You've got all these different things that are available there. But I haven't seen anybody say, because you've got – the Kutras owns this. McConnell is the ones that – and they're never going to get together.
Right.
I mean, I think everybody in town knows that. But I think those leases are up here soon. So what's the plan at that point?
Exactly. It'd be nice to see how everything could fit together to make the community better, and also attract people and make it better for everyone. And that's what I'm looking forward to one day, seeing it come together. There's all kinds of pieces, but it's so fragmented, and I've never seen it all put together.
Well, that's one of the things I noticed when we came up here is that there's so many organizations that do a lot of the same things. Like in Shasta County, there's like 50 veterans organizations.
Yeah.
And I thought, if you all ever, and there is one, it's kind of like an umbrella, but doesn't have everybody in it. But if the veterans organizations could get it all together and say, okay, this is something that's really important to us, they could swing a big vote here.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking, too, the businesses could do that. Look, let's do this. And you put people into office that have the vision to do that.
Well, and I think we talked a little bit earlier. I think we need to get more people in office that have a business background, because that would make a big difference in how they're looking at some of these regulations and some of these different bills that are being put together and passed, because it would be a whole different perspective. If your background's government, you're going to think government. If your background's business, you're going to implement that into the government.
Right.
You know, so I'd like to see that in the future.
You ever thought about running?
No, sir. we've talked about it as just playing around with it, but no. I think because I would have a hard time. I'm not good with juking the question. I'm going to give you a straight answer, and I'm going to tell you what I really think, and I'm going to tell you why I think something will work and not work. And I think sometimes when you get into government, you forget. I've seen people actually lose that perspective and become a government-minded person. I would never be able to do that.
I'll be here after you're gone syndrome.
Yes.
With you know, and I mean, I'm not saying there's not great people working in government.
No.
We all know
not
there
at
is,
all.
But you know what? They are going to be there after you're gone. And so, how do you get into keep that fresh perspective when you're dealing with this every day and you're just grinding it? But you're right, and being able to say, take a look at it and go, this is the right thing to do. Now, be able to convince to other people the same thing.
Right. I wouldn't be the one to tell you what I think you want to know. I'd be the one to tell you what you need to know, and that would be the difference probably.
How refreshing would that be? All right, Gary Hayward is my we're starting a Gary campaign here. Yeah, Gary Hayward, who is the GM of the Wind River Resort and Casino. He's here as my co-host today, and we've been having some fun talking about a number of things. We're going to come back right back after these messages, though. And before we leave, is Bastiani Arms down on Larkspur is doing something really special. He has a Colt Python revolver, the 357 Magnum, which is probably one of the finest production pistols ever made. It is absolutely aesthetically beautiful, and you can't buy them here in California anymore. One of those California good reasons to live here. But he is raffling this off down at Bastiani Arms, and the proceeds are going to our local chapter of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. It's $10 a ticket, $12 for $100, and this gun is worth $1,800 right now. And so, head on down to Larkspur, and buy some raffle tickets, because it's going to help the Military Order of the Purple Heart here. And Bastiani Arms, of course, is located at 2539, or give them a call at Larkspur, or give them a call at 222-8222. Of course, they've got ammo and guns of all makes and models, and you'll get a great deal down there. And the customer service is frankly outstanding. But this is a good way to help our local chapter of the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
And that's an awesome gun. I owned one, so I know it was.
You need to go back down there and buy a few. I'm going to go down and buy a few. Chance it is. It's a beautiful gun, and he owns it. That's how he can transfer it.
Gotcha.
Because you can't just go out and buy one right now, but it's like 98%. So,
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dogathon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year, we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boots Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rockin'. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California. La, 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 la.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Nevada. Linda's on assignment today. Gary Hayward, general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casinos with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for that brand new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. It's your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Outstanding service department, and they will give you great deals. And I tell you, during a rodeo week, they were huge there. Can you imagine getting having your own brand new Dodge Ram driving around during rodeo week? I mean, that's guaranteed to get a buckle bunny in there. What's a buckle bunny? Okay, I just didn't know what that meant.
I'm still figuring that one out.
And you know what? And the thing is, Dodge Ram truck is, you know, last year's truck of the year and this year's first time it's ever been back to back. And you can get the best deal you're ever going to find right down at Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call, 223-2177. Okay. Hey, somebody sent me, Joe sent me an email. It says, if you go to Google Maps and you type in Sheerness, Sheerness, United Kingdom. This is the place that all the cars go to. Unsold car stockpile. And there's just, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of cars. They're saying here millions are just sitting there, redundant on runways and car parks throughout the world. But they are just, you know, and they're just slowly, you know, rusting away. So check that one out because it looks.
Why would they go there?
I don't know, but they say it's in different places.
Oh, gotcha,
so there's probably
okay.
places around here in the United States that just.
Sure.
Yeah, what do they do with all the cars that aren't sold? I mean, they don't sell them all.
Right.
I mean, T-shirts, they go back and I think they somehow reprocess them and then redye them and all that. But what do you do with a 2010 Impala that nobody buys?
Or, now you've got me wondering, Carl. Now I'm going to have to try to research that just because.
No, see, that's what you have. You have Maria.
That's going to be the new stack and pack houses.
You have Maria to do these kind of things and all that. You know, I really enjoyed you being here today. And,
thank you.
And, you know, Maria Orozco, who's sat here for almost 2 hours without saying anything. You know what? This has got to be a new record. You want to hop in here? Get in here, Maria. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, you know, a Dance with the Stars is coming here.
It sure is, and we have Mr. Jason Hart dancing this year.
Oh, you do?
We sure do.
They're going to be on next week.
They are, yes, they're going to be on next week, and we're throwing this big, huge benefit for One Safe Place at the golf tournament on May 30th at River Tuolumne. All proceeds are going to go to One Safe Place, but the the votes are going towards Jason, so it's very exciting.
Oh, it is. You know, and May 30th, we're going. Unfortunately, we're not going to be here for that, but because we're going down to pick up the grandkids and bring them back.
She's emceeing, though. Oh. Or she's judging Linda.
On, oh, you have Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. She's excited. Oh, she wouldn't miss that. You know, and she brings a certain order to
certain
chaos. But you're going to be there, right?
I am. I'm emceeing.
Between you two, that's it. You know?
I know.
You can get into every time there's a break, you all change clothes or something like that.
Yeah.
So you get into this.
Cheetah at that endeavor.
Oh,
well,
goodness.
She and Cheetah went into it. They each of them changed clothes one time, three times. And somebody kept saying, no cleavage, no cleavage. that went out the window. Yeah, they keep saying it. Well, that one went out the window. Goodness. Yeah, anyway. So this is a family show. Okay. Kids got to learn someplace.
Hey, what's wrong with
you? That's right. Being with your parents. Okay. We've got the Dancing with the Stars. This is, you know, One Safe Place getting that million dollars from Sierra Pacific.
That's huge.
Huge. And she's, I think, Gene's going to be on tomorrow to talk about it with us and bring in Mark Palicki.
Oh, cool.
On Thursday to talk about this huge, huge gift.
No more,
these are the kind of things that make me love living here.
Me too.
And, you know, Linda and I had a 5-year plan for the station. And at the end of 5 years, we said, okay, we'll sell. You know, we built it, it's successful, and we'll sell. But we like it here. And if we didn't have this, what would we do? I mean, I'd come over and be a dealer, maybe, with you guys.
That's always an option.
You know, and a dealer there. But you think, you know, well, you know, we like it here, and we're not going to move. And we like talking with people and having the station. So, we've got our second 5-year plan now is going out. The things that we wish the government would do is look out 5 years.
That's awesome. And we just started our third 10-year plan at the tribe this last couple months ago.
Great. You know what? That's what makes success. I really think so. You've got to be able to look at a certain point and say, okay, we're going to get there. And there's surprises along the line. Totally. I mean, there just is. But if your business plan is solid, mm-hmm. you're going to be okay. So, we're happy here. We're going to stay here. We're going to keep KCNR just percolating along there.
Well, we're glad you're here because a lot of the things that have happened and do happen, you and Linda are involved in. And, Carl, I mean it. I mean, you guys get involved is more than anybody I know, and it's appreciated. So thank you.
Well, we appreciate your all support, Tim. And what you guys, what you all do for the community is, like we said earlier, is that a lot of people don't know that the great things you all do. And now we're talking about, you're not just sitting on your laurels. You can't do that. You got to keep moving forward. And I can't wait to see what the next thing that you've got planned.
We've got some cool stuff coming.
Got some cool stuff coming. Yeah. Okay. You saw Disneyland just raised their prices by 10%. I'm thinking, maybe we should have a Northern California amusement park. Let's just build a good
one.
We need one.
You know what?
We do.
We need to work on that, Gary.
Yes.
It could be something like, you know, like maybe, you know, like an adult Disneyland.
There were proposals for an amusement park between Cottonwood and Red Bluff.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Great America type. Yeah. Six Flags.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was about the time the economy tanked for the first time back in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing what we can do like that. When you all decide to support an organization, what do you take into account there? I mean, how do you make those decisions?
Well, it's actually a combination of Maria actually meets with them, and we have a group that actually meets with them, and they find out about their background, what their focus is, what is their long-term plan, where are they going with the organization, and how many people do they reach. You know, how much help can we get out there? And then Maria makes the recommendation, and I get a chance to talk to them too. And our focus has been mostly on it's One Safe Place.
It's Relay.
Relay.
I mean, we have mm-hmm. everything. Make-A-Wish. There isn't really any particular organizations that get told no. We donate somehow. Some way, whether we go out like Camp Hope, our folks are out there leading the way and helping these kids.
I can't remember the last group we said no to. I really can't.
Do y'all get politically, do you get into the political arena?
Yes. When we have a political action committee that handles that. So we keep that separate from the charitable side, but we do get involved on the political side.
Okay.
And we have it focused on local, national and the California.
Okay, so so you get involved because, you know, to me, you can have a much bigger impact locally, you know. But when they get away from you, the further away from the flagpole, harder it is to control them. By the time you get them up to the national level, it's like,
On the national side, we contribute to a bigger political action fund that the tribes come together with, a coalition. But local is we actually help out locally.
Okay. I knew that you all had a political action committee. So it's good because you've got to be, you know, if you're involved in your community, you've got to get involved politically too. All right. Hey, my guest here has been Gary Hayward, the general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino, and Maria Roscoe, who's here, being her usual lovely, vibrant self and talking. And what's your exact title?
I'm the director of public relations.
I'd
like to make a selfish plug for June 6th, 6 to 11, our pancake breakfast. All proceeds go to the Relay for Life.
Okay, June 16th, where at?
And in front of Wind River Casino.
In front of Wind River Casino.
Yep.
And you probably do you get one of those little $5 slot things if you...
You sure do. But you get an all-you-can-eat for $7.
All-you-can-eat. Wow. Hey, tomorrow we've got One Safe Place coming in here along with who knows how many others. Thanks a lot, Gary, for being here today, Maria.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Guys. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? But I won't
back down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Vice President Joe Biden is calling on European allies to stand firm in punishing Russia for its role in the unrest in Ukraine and its annexation of Crimea. The vice president is in Romania today, where he hopes to reassure Eastern European nations of the U.S. support for the region. Also at SRNNews.com, rallies have been held in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk to protest pro-Russian separatism.
This is a new, very noisy strategy by those against what is happening here in eastern Ukraine. Angry at the political separatism, at the attempted secession of this region of Ukraine. Angry at the attempts to join Russia and determined to have that anger heard on the streets. These are people who want to take part in the presidential election this Sunday in Ukraine. They want to remain part of this country, and they're determined to have their voices and their car horns heard.
BBC correspondent.